AI News by Conjero.
Science Corp is getting ready for a big step, putting its first brain sensor into a human brain. That moves this from long-term ambition into a real clinical test.
And the interesting part is what gets tested first, not just whether it can be implanted, but whether it can actually survive the realities of human use, surgery, biology, and long-term stability.
The company calls it a hybrid neural interface, which suggests it's not just listening. It's meant to combine sensing and stimulation, so it can both observe activity and respond to it.
That's a much tougher engineering problem. If a device only records, it has more breathing room. Once stimulation enters the picture, timing, precision, and safety all get a lot tighter.
Right, and that means the constraints are stacked up fast. Biocompatibility, power, heat, latency, and whether the signal stays reliable over time.
There's also the regulatory side. A first-in-human implant isn't a product launch. It's a clinical milestone with monitoring, safety reporting, and a lot of oversight.
And that oversight matters even more because neural data is so sensitive. If AI is helping interpret those signals, then auditability, model drift, and access controls become part of the core design.
Exactly. A compromised implanted device wouldn't just be a data leak. It could affect a patient in real time, which makes security a clinical issue, not just an IT one.
So the real question here isn't whether brain sensors are possible in theory. It's whether this kind of AI-enabled system can hold up under supervised human use.
And the next things to watch are pretty concrete. The trial design, the safety plan, what outcomes they measure, and whether the company shares details on stimulation, signal fidelity, and latency.
If those pieces line up, it would be an important step toward understanding whether closed-loop neural systems can work outside the lab.
If not, it still tells us a lot about where the hard limits are. Either way, this is the kind of milestone that turns big claims into testable questions.
AI News by Conjero.